29th day of July. And then in a little over a week, Dr. from Greenville was over at in England, and Mr. Charlie and two of the nurses came in and stood at the foot of my bed and told me they had a surprise for me. Well, I didn't know, of course, what they had. And he said that Dr. was there and wanted to come to see me. Well, I wanted to see everybody besides me. And I bit my lips and, oh, I thought, how can I see that man after he had treated me like he had? And so finally, though, when I could think, I said, well, if I don't forgive him, the good Lord won't forgive me. Tell him he can come. And he came in, and I asked him if he wanted to see the prosthesis. Now, I have that. Oh, I wish I could find them. If he wanted to see the prosthesis that he put in here in Greenville, and because now it was, you notice that other one had the perforations in it? Well, now this one that he put in this next time was like it, except it didn't have those perforations. But if I had it now, you could see where he tried cementing it like England did, but he didn't have the kind England had. And if you don't have the tools to do with, you can't do it. I don't care who you are. And it's got the, shows the stain of the cement and some of the scars on it, where they scarred it, getting it out. England, see, had to scar and get what had been put in here out when it went to England. And, well, he came in, and Dr. came in, the Greenville surgeon, came to my room, and he began talking, of course, of the surgery. I asked him, I said, do you want to see that prosthesis you put in? He said he did. I said, it's over there on the table. You can go over there and get it. He went over and got it and brought it over to me. And he showed me, now it's a little too tight here. I said, it was just wrong everywhere. And it was. It just wasn't like England's. And there wasn't any need of you trying to say it was. It wasn't. Anybody could. Why, there was no comparison in the two. And he didn't have the polyethylene hip socket. It just wasn't like it. But anyway, he stayed around there and, of course, saw Mr. during the time. I don't know how he studied under him. Now that I don't know. But he came to see me, this Greenville surgeon, came to see me 2 days in succession over there. And then he took some pictures of my husband and I. Now my husband took many pictures, but Dr. took some too of my husband and I, some of the room, some of me in the room, and pictures of my room, because I had a big room over there, and just one little person in there, but it was a big room. Well, there wasn't no little cubby hole, no. And he never asked me to come to see him when I come back. Didn't, the Greenville surgeon, and I haven't been to see him, and I don't want to see him.
Well, I don't blame
him. I don't want to see him. He made not a thing on earth out of me but a guinea pig that last time. Now, I will give him credit for telling me about this English surgeon when I first went over there. I told you this English surgeon came to St. Luke's Hospital in Houston and demonstrated his work. And the Greenville surgeon had gone to Houston